السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد. قال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم: اذا امسیت فلا تنتظر الصباح، واذا اصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء، وخذ من صحتک لمرضک ومن حیاتک لموتک، او کما قال علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says that when you, just giving you the meaning of the hadith, that when you have passed the evening or when it arrive at night, then at night do not wait for the morning. In the evening do not wait for the morning. And when you make the morning, that means you got up, so then don't wait for the evening. And take from your health for your sickness, and take from your life for your death. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in a few words, he gives us an ocean. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam is conveying to us a very important message. It is our weakness that each and every one of us, we believe that we will see many, many years of life still. Shaitan just doesn't allow the thought to cross our minds that the next second could be our death, the next hour could be our death, the next day could be our death. Shaitan doesn't want us to even think in that direction. He will always give us hope that you are going to live very, very long. So therefore enjoy yourself now, and just towards the end of your life, then you must make tawbah. Now that is the whispering of Shaitan into our hearts, that this is the time for enjoyment, this is the time for pleasure, fun, entertainment, this is the time when you should indulge in all your fantasies, because there's a long way to go still, plenty of years left. Just before death, we always heard from the ulama that even if a person makes sincere tawbah a few minutes before death, he will be forgiven. So therefore you must make the tawbah just before death. But when that death will come, that he won't allow it to cross our mind. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, when you make the evening, then don't wait for the morning. How many people haven't seen the morning? They went to sleep last night, they didn't get up this morning. And so many of them, they didn't go to sleep, but they were in expectation of seeing the morning. But how many cases are not reported, and how many people around the world we don't even know, that last night they were shot and killed and died, or there was some earthquake, or there was some gale force wind, or there was some flood waters that destroyed them, or there were some accidents that killed them, or there were some crashes that took them away from this world, and they are gone. They didn't see the morning, and yet they had high hopes. Sharia doesn't allow or doesn't prohibit us from planning for the next day or planning for even 50 years ahead. Because if we are going to say that we are not going to live till tomorrow or the next second, so therefore we mustn't plan anything, then life will become very difficult. You can't run your business because you have to plan ahead. The businessman is planning that there will be a Christmas season where he's going to make a lot of profit on the sale of his goods. So now if he says that, no, I must just plan 1 minute ahead, so he's not going to work. I mean, he's got to buy the goods well in advance. In the same way, a person wants to get married, there will be a planning that on a certain date I want to get married. A person wants to go for Hajj, there will be planning that inshallah on a certain date I will leave from South Africa for Hajj. So he will have to do his purchase of tickets in advance, he will have to get his visas, he will have to plan his trip. So we must understand these hadiths in the proper context. So we are not prohibited from planning. You can plan 50 years ahead. But we must have absolutely no faith and no yaqeen and no trust in this planning of ours that we will definitely see that 50 years, or we will see the next day, or we will see even the next hour. So in the planning there is no problem. But our condition of heart is such that we have that confidence that definitely we will see the next day. And as a result, we are not concerned about the akhirat. The other point is that we do our planning when it comes to worldly matters. That this planning which is allowed and permissible for worldly matters, then why is it restricted only to worldly matters? whereas the world and the life of this world is very restricted. What about that journey which is going to be unending? What about the journey of the akhirat which we are going to take? What about the planning for that journey? When a person is just undertaking a small journey to Johannesburg, then too he is packing his bag and is making sure that all the items that are required are with him. If he's going on a business trip and there is some documents that are required, he's making sure that all those documents are with him. And if he's going across the country, then he makes sure that he's got his passport and his visas. So then what about the visas of the qabr? What about the passport of the akhirat? So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that when you make the evening, then don't wait for the morning. And when you get the morning, then don't wait for the evening. That means whatever has to be done now. That means just as we are undertaking the other activities of life, in the same way we must also make sure that we are not doing anything that will cause any kind of problem in this journey of akhirat. That is all that is required. It's not that we will be deprived of the things of this world. Now the person cannot live in a good home, he can't wear good clothes, he can't travel in a good car. Nothing of that kind. Allah Ta'ala has made life so simple, so easy, so practical, so beautiful. Shariat, from whichever direction you look at it, there's nothing in it but beauty. It takes into consideration the mizaj of the person, our nature. It is according to our nature. Whatever we are finding difficult is because we have made it difficult. Otherwise, you can plan ahead, there's nothing wrong. But what we are told is that don't have that expectation that I will definitely see the morrow. So then what will happen is that this person now, whatever he is going to do, he is going to do it according to Sharia. That's all. He's eating, he's drinking, he's earning, he's marrying, he's undertaking of journey. Whatever he will do, simple little question he will ask himself, that is my Allah and is my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam pleased with this action of mine? If they are pleased, then he will go ahead. Then that same dunya now becomes deen. There's no other religion and faith in this world in which the dunya becomes deen. It is only Shariat and of Islam that your dunya becomes deen. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that when you do that, or when you get the evening, don't wait for the morning, and when you get the morning, don't wait for the evening. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, and take from your health for your sickness. Now all of us, when we are in good health, at that time we are uninterested in ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat, in namaz, in service to mankind, nothing. Those type of things don't interest us. When we got good health, then entertainment, fun, pleasure, that's about the only thing that we get interested in. Then when the health is gone, now we say, I wish, I wish, I wish. And I'm talking about myself. Each one should look at ourselves. That when we're in good health, how much of ibadat or zikr or tilawat or good deeds we did. Now when we get sick and we can't stand and read namaz, then we sit and read namaz and we say, I wish I was able to read 100 rakat nafil namaz standing. When the person's money is gone, then he says, I wish I was giving charities, I wish I went for hajj, I wish I gave my zakat. When he had the money, there was no giving of zakat. Now when it got stolen, now he says, I wish I did this, I wish I did that. So he says, take from your health for your sickness. That whilst the person is in good health, he must make sure that he does enough, so that even when he is sick, he will still get the rewards of that which he did during his good health. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. Again, whatever we do in our healthy days, Allah Ta'ala will continue to give us the sawab. Now this person gets pension, that he is sitting and reading namaz, but he is getting full sawab. Sometimes he is lying down and reading because he can't even sit up, but he is getting full sawab. The person, when he was giving charities, he was doing everything that was to be done with the wealth. Now when he does not have it, Allah Ta'ala will continue to give him the sawab. Now so many brothers, they say that, Mawlana, it's very difficult to come out at Fajr time these days because a lot of hijackings. It is very dangerous to come out of our driveways. That's why we can't make it for Fajr Salat with Jamaat, because it's very dangerous. No doubt it is. But the question we must ask ourselves is that when it was not dangerous, how much did we make it to the masjid? Now the person who was making it to the masjid when it was not dangerous, and now he happens to be living in an area where it is very dangerous, and if he has to go for Fajr Salat to the masjid and make it with Jamaat, his wife and children are terrified, because there were hold ups there. So for this person it will be permissible to make his namaz at home in that condition only. But the question that we have to ask is that when Allah Ta'ala gave us health and gave us security, at that time did we make it? Now if we made it at that time, we'll still get to continue to get the sawab of jamaat. But if at that time we were negligent, then nothing. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, take from your health for your sickness. That means when you are healthy, then do whatever you can, because these days don't come back again. And it's so quickly the days fly, the weeks fly, the months fly, and now even the years fly. Just like just the other day we were sitting here and discussing Ramadan, and Ramadan is back. And before we can even blink our eyes, it seems the days are going. So whilst we are in good health, take for the sickness, and whilst we are alive, then take for our death. Because after that we won't be able to do any amal. So this is a Mubarak month. The days and nights will pass. We will not be able to hold it. The time will pass. We don't have to look for things to pass time. Lots of people say we can't pass time. That is why we are indulging in watching TV, we are doing this, doing that. The time will pass. So either do something that is constructive, beneficial, useful, or as I said yesterday, sleep. It is better to sleep than to indulge in anything that is sinful, especially in this month of Ramadan, or in futile activities. If a person is tired, go to sleep. You don't have to stay awake the whole night. But don't indulge in anything that is displeasing to Allah in this Mubarak month, otherwise we will end up with the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the person who got the month of Ramadan but did not gain his forgiveness, destruction be upon that person. Now when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making dua of destruction, and as Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is making dua of destruction, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying Ameen on that dua, then we can just imagine how can that person ever find happiness. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah in this Mubarak month of Ramadan to fast and to stay away from those things that are displeasing to Allah ta'ala, and to do all those things that are pleasing to our Creator and befitting this holy month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.